What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Sparato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Jason Cole's gonna have some NFL lunch with us at 1 o'clock. American League East Report, 1:15. Then we'll talk Orioles Red Sox with Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Tons going on in world of sports. As we're getting closer to football season, pennant races heating up in baseball. Right now, let's count some dough, though. Fire stuff.
Yeah, the market's pretty flat today. The Dow is down a penny. The S&P's down $2.93. NASDAQ's down $18. DraftKings up 79 cents. Under Armour's up a dime, 512.
Back over $5.
Yep.
Bring it on.
Start our sports topics today with the Orioles. The wait for Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo, it's finally over. And both of them wasted little time making an impact in their Major League debuts. Beavers, of course, picking up that double for his first Major League hit on Saturday. Basayo driving in a pair with a single yesterday, though he was robbed of a home run a little bit earlier. Good hard contact from both of them. Of course, Basayo, as we just mentioned, just inches away from his first long ball. Struggles probably coming in some time for both, but they certainly look the part for now. Buy or sell, Bob, both Beavers and Basayo will have their first career homers by the end of the week.
Let's see. Fenway, left-handed sticks. They both have pop to get it because right field's kind of a shot at Fenway unless you go down the pesky pole. End of the week, then they come back for Houston. Yes, I'm buying it, Nolan McGraw. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it a step further. They will both have multiple home runs.
Whoa.
This week. That means two.
Thank you for clarifying.
I mean, I'm not going to go 17, right. You know what I mean? But they will both go yard this week.
Over to the NFL, Ravens got a good look at Joe Milton on Saturday night. A pretty hyped project of a quarterback, but he certainly looked like a project on Saturday. As Dallas continued to search for a clear-cut backup option behind Dak Prescott, history shows his injury, you know, track record. They're going to need somebody, at least somewhat reliable back there, because he's missed quite a few games in the last 4 years. And when you look at Milton, really all the hype comes from his incredible arm strength. I mean, he could throw, what, I think he was at some golf event a couple weeks ago, said he could throw a golf ball 200 yards or something like that. But other than that, his game is very rough around the edges, we'll say. Vinny, are you buying or selling that Milton actually has the tools to be a quality backup in this league?
Soft sell. I mean, against the Ravens in the first half, he was 2 of 8. You know, then, you know, he was much better in the second half with all the backups.
Yeah, he made that one throw down. Yeah. Like that was pretty thin, pretty
right.
Nice.
You know, so I think he's a project.
Back to baseball here. The Padres, we know they pushed pretty hard for Ramon Laureano at the trade deadline, and so far it's paying off for him. 15 games with San Diego, batting .339, a .403 on base percentage, and a .679 slugging percentage. While that is a shorter sample size, across the board, those are all better than his first staff stats with the Orioles. Just last year, after he was DFA'd by Cleveland, heads over to Atlanta, gets picked up by them, and has a great middle-of-the-season turnaround. Much better stats across the board then as well. Buy or sell, Bob, at the end of this season, Laureano will have a higher average on base and slugging than the Padres than he did with the O's.
I'll buy it. I was thought you were going to say he's going to go to another team and win the MVP next year, the way he keeps rising up to the equation. Of the guys that were traded, he was the one I didn't want to see leave. Yeah. I understand why they got rid of him because of the controllable year. He could play all three outfield, et cetera, et cetera. Right-handed bat. Yeah, he hit a home run yesterday. Roehern drove in a run as they made it a comeback. The Padres did against the Dodgers getting swept. But, yeah, let's ride that wave. I mean, he's been plug and play. for them since they got him. And boy, he's making them look good right now.
Well, we talked about concerns for the Vikings wide receiver core last week. But elsewhere in the NFC North, the Packers, well, they don't really know what they have either. Christian Watson, he's on the PUP list, still recovering from his ACL tear. Jaden Reed, he ended up leading the team in receiving yards last year, but he's currently battling a foot sprain and some calf issues for Dontavian Wicks as well. Romeo Doubs, the injury list doesn't end there. Hurt his back last week. Don't think he's practiced since. Now, people can talk about Jordan Love and his recovery from a thumb surgery all they want, but who's he throwing the ball to? That's the bigger question. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Packers should not be considered true Super Bowl contenders given their wide receiver situation.
I'll buy it, which makes the quarterback inconsistent, and he gets hurt a lot too. So I'll buy it. If they can get everybody healthy and have everybody, because, I mean, Watson, I picked him the year they came out. I picked him as a rookie of the year, and then he got hurt right away. You know, so he's shown flashes. They just haven't had anybody that's done it.
Wasn't Doubs complaining last year because he wasn't getting the target share that he had hoped, like practice and all of that good stuff?
Right, because they haven't really found a true number one. And it was a big talking point last year, and they didn't really go out and add anybody flashy. It's still, I guess, about the collective, but when you don't have that collective, now you're out of luck. Well, before we break here, more giveaways. They never end on Vinny
and Vinny. Sounds exciting.
We're always looking out for you. Well, just because you're not enthused, Bob. But you,
I didn't
you
say
can't...
I wasn't. You said it sounds exciting.
All right, a little more energy would be nice.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Sounds awesome. What do we got?
Well, you're not the one that has to do the giveaway. It's okay. It's all right.
How about a little more excitement over there?
All right. Anyway. Maryland State Fair. It's actually going to start this week. Over the next 3 weeks, it'll be at the Timonium Fairgrounds, of course. And we want to help you out. We want to send you to the Maryland State Fair. I got four tickets. That's right. Four tickets every single day this week to the State Fair. Giving our first pair of four away right now for caller number six at 410-583-1057. Again, this is a full week giveaway. If you don't win today, make sure you keep listening.
State Fair's here already. Holy mackerel. Yes, summer's winding down. Football's coming. I'm getting stung by bees. What the hell's going on around here? We'll come back. Look more at this Ravens roster. Jason Cole's going to have NFL lunch with us at 1 o'clock. Longtime NFL writer. American League East Report at 1:15. And then Rich Dubroff talk about the Birds of Baltimore up at Fenway. Trying to play spoilers here in the final few weeks of the season.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.